Welcome to the Father's Vineyard Audio Podcast. Here is today's message.
How many of you, you've gone either through a storm or you've gone through something lately that's been difficult or hard or disappointing, discouraging? You're not exempt from that. But you get to go through it with him. Amen. So how many of you've gone through that, but yet you still got something to praise him for? Go ahead and give it to him. Go ahead and give it to him. Yeah, it's been rough, but I give you praise. It's been hard, but I give you praise. It's been difficult, but I give you praise. There's been grief, but I give you praise. There's been sorrow, but I give you praise. My money ran out before the month, but I give you praise. Oh, he's good. He's good. All the time. Pastor John, Miss Faye, you guys are just awesome. You really are. You're missed, but we love you. You know, you serve the one true God. There's a lot of gods, but there's only one true God. There's a lot of influences that the enemy wants to give, that the enemy wants to say, use, and all that. But there's just one Lord. And when Pastor Terry was talking about, you know, the good news and the king, only one to give you the news. But, you know, the disciples and us, we have the king. We have the king of all the kings. So if there's any good news, it's going to come out of the only king of all the kings. He's the one that gives the good news. He's the one that gives life. How many of you have life? But you know, we can have life and not live it. The Lord don't want us to exist. He wants us to be thrivers, not survivors. We are thrivers. We are more than conquerors. Amen. We have the victory. Amen. Amen? We are the overcomers. You know why you're called an overcomer? Anybody know? Why in the world would he want to call us overcomers? Y'all ready? Because we've got stuff to overcome. I don't have any. Well, you're not going to be an overcomer. What do you mean you don't have any? You got plenty. That's how we become. Oh, because he said those who overcome. We have a job to do, and that's to overcome. Represent him. He is the conqueror, and he said, you are more than conquerors. Y'all know what more than conqueror is?
Ones who fight the battle and win.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. But see, I can win by one point. But I don't consider that being more than a conqueror. I see, and let's just say in football, it can be 7-6, and you won. But when it's 85-0, there is no guessing who's the best. There's no guesswork. You know, you can win, but he didn't say you're just not going to win. You're going to be an overcomer because you're more than a conqueror. I like that. I appreciate your winning. I really do. But I'd rather win. And prove do what? Battle's already won. I thought for a minute. I thought you said Dallas. Oh, Lord. Did y'all think he said Dallas? But they've already lost. No. I'm messing with you. I love William. I really do. But see, the thing is, when you're more than a conqueror, there ain't enough digits on the scoreboard. So what's the score? Well, it's full right now. We can't add any more digits. So that's more than a conqueror. Much more. See, we're not surviving. You have to hear this. We're not surviving the virus. We're conquering. Amen. We've had struggles through it. But you know, somebody said he's already won. See, he has won the battle. He's already fought for you. Yes or no? He's already fought for you. And now he's given us, Bible says that he's given us not just defensive armor that we put on that it helps us take hits and a shield of faith that quenches the fiery darts that the enemy flies at us. But he also gives us the sword of the Spirit. That's not too much of a defensive weapon. That's the offensive weapon. That's the one where, okay, I've been like Timex. I've taken a beating, but I'm still keep on ticking. Taking a licking, that's the way it goes. Taking a licking and keep on ticking. Taking a licking and keep on ticking. But I don't want the licking. Sorry. But see, I'm not, see, don't major on the licking. You major on the ticking. Amen. I remember standing before God one time, it's been years and years ago, and I look a mess. I am a mess at that time. And my helmet's crooked, and my belt of truth looks like it's about to fall off, and I need to pull it up, and piece of my shield is hanging on one side, and my shoes like a flip flop. You know, it's just flipping. I really saw myself. It really in a lot of disarray. My shield is dragging. I went to God. I said, God, why am I having to go through all of this? I'm going through so much. Has anybody ever been there? Yeah. I am going through so much. It seems like as soon as one thing comes, there's another. And before one gets through, there's another one already happening. And I remember telling God specifically at that point in time in my life, I remember telling him specifically, and I said, God, I'm doing all I'm doing with this armor that you've given me that's yours, and I'm a mess. I just. How many of you have you ever went to God and God seemed to be silent? He just seemed to be silent. It's like, you know, I'm not hearing anything. You know, one thing I've learned. A lot of times when that happens, He's wanting us to recall what He said to us last. Because most of the time we hadn't moved on that one yet. Amen. Anyway, I went to God in this shape, and here's what I heard him say. With all the description that I was telling you about where I was and how I was, here's the word. You ready? You're still standing.
Amen.
You're still standing. Then he reminded me by the Holy Spirit, he said, after you've done everything that you know to do, stand, therefore. See, the armor worked. The armor of God worked. The righteousness that he gave me, still working. The peace that he gave me, still working. The salvation that he gave me, still working. The truth that he, still working. The shield, still working. And he said, use your sword, son. Which is the word of God. The sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. See, he's fought for us. Then he gives us the sword to fight with. Whose word is it? This is. And see, that word in that passage is the rhema. It's the one that God is speaking to you right now. This is what he's telling you right now. This is what he's saying to you right now. How many of you heard God this morning? Right, you heard him speak to you. It might not have been a Bible verse, but you heard him speak to you. You know, people will say, well, God doesn't speak today. How many of you are born again? Raise your hand. Wave at me if you're born again. You're born again. Do you know that you had to hear God to be born again? he had to speak to you about how you were. And then he told you what Pastor Terry said, the good news about how to stop being who you were and become the new creation that he said that you are. See, all of it comes in by hearing God. Yeah. By hearing him speak. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah. No matter where you are, you hear God. You can listen to him. You can hear him speak to you in a lot of different ways. But, well, unless he comes as a charismatic. Well, you may miss him. He may show up as a Baptist. He may show up as a Methodist. He may show up. Listen, don't put him in a box because he's been in a box one time called the Ark. And now he's in vessels. He's in living vessels. He's in you and I. We are the Ark of God. I said that one time. So, you know, we're arcs of God. You know, one guy told me after, he said, does that mean we're sparking? I mean, arcs? And I said, no, it's not that. You know, but we do spark too. Because, well, you know, something flies up against us, we just might spark and shine, just shine like new money. Have you ever seen new money? It's shining like new money. And then God puts us in places not just to love him, not just to love people, but what? To make the difference in the situation. That's just not a sound good or a little light jingle or a little logo. No, it's something that carries value when you and I begin to love God with all of our heart. Then we begin to love people like he loves people. Not like we love pizza. Because sometimes I don't want pizza. Right? But see, the thing is, his love is unconditional. He never stops. He never stops. He never stops working. He never stops. He never stops loving you. And that's what he's getting in. That's what he's working inside of us. So that we never stop loving either. No matter what happens to us. No matter what we go through. No matter what we feel. How many of you ever went by your feelings instead of faith? And you found the wrong road? You know? Is that a reality in this group? If it's a reality in this group, wave at me. Say, yep, I've been there. I've been there. Hey, you guys are becoming more transparent and more honest every day. There's questions I ask sometimes. Ain't nobody raising their hand but two or three. Knowing that everybody's done it. See, his word is in us. Here's one thing I want to share with you. Because we're talking about hearing God. Talking about becoming aware of him speaking. The awareness that God has something to say. God has said something, hasn't he? But God still has things to say. But we need to live in an awareness of that. A consciousness that God speaks to us. See, God spoke to this number of people that came and said, I need freedom. See, God makes you aware of areas that you need freedom. And then you respond to him. So more freedom can come. And he spoke to you about coming. See, that's living in the awareness of God has something to tell you. You're never alone. What kind of relationship would it be to say, I do too. And then you go home and just don't say anything to each other. It's just quiet. The next day, you just don't speak to each other. Or one does all the talking. Hold on. Y'all hold on just a minute. I'm glad you didn't say that. Now that... You know, the Bible said that God sits in the heavens and laughs. I think he's laughing now. I really do. And he probably said something, whoever said, that's true. Angels in an agreement. Well, one does most of the talking, and the other doesn't seem to respond. Are y'all with me? See, he wants our response. He wants our response to his written word, and he wants our response to his rhema word, the ones that he's given us. When he says, I don't want you to go that way today, I want you to go this way. Or he puts somebody in your mind and you don't react to it, you don't respond to it, and then you find out later how much trouble that they were in. But then when you do, somebody brought Mike to my mind, and then all I got to do is just give him a call. Mike, how you doing, buddy? Well, I'm really going through it right now. You're hearing me. Just respond to his word. We don't know what we're going to be faced with, but he's equipped us by just speaking to us to just initiate the movement, the action. See, that's every day. Every day. He wants to talk to us every day. I was going to tell you this. In the beginning was the Word. What's the rest of it? And the Word was God. And in the beginning was the Word. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. Who is that?
Jesus.
Jesus is the living Word. From the beginning. Not only that, He was with God. Not only that, He is God. So here's the point. When you hear the Word spoken, it becomes the presence of Jesus. When you hear the Word spoken, that spoken Word becomes the presence of Jesus. Because He is the Word. And if the Word's being spoken, He's present. Hey, do you hear that? It's a manifestation of Jesus. His Word is being spoken. It's the presence of Jesus. So don't take the words that are being spoken to you, and it comes from the Bible, and it's a rhema word from God. Don't take it lightly. It is the presence of God in your midst at that very moment. Because He is the Word. Not only do you carry the presence of Jesus, when you speak the Word, and when you speak what God is saying, you're releasing by your breath the very presence of Jesus in the atmosphere. Do y'all hear that? That's the reason He said there's life and death in the tongue. So this tongue needs to make sure, you need to make sure this tongue is speaking the life. So all of us want the presence of Jesus, we'll then start saying the Word. Saying what the Word is written, and then start saying the Word that what God is telling you now. And that word may be quiet.
I don't like that.
You don't like that. Have you ever started to say something and you felt a check, but you just moved on anyway? Been there, done that, and then you found out, and then you say, man, I wish I hadn't said that. Yeah. You know what those words are? It's like toothpaste, right? You can't get it. Let me see if I can pull a vacuum on this thing. You can't get it back in. But you're about to say something, all of a sudden you have this check. And then you don't say it. You know who that is? That's the Holy Spirit. That's God. That is the fruit of the Spirit. Self-control. I was talking to somebody one time. I said, well, you know, I ain't got much of that fruit. And I said, we're supposed to have it all, you know. See, our lives need to be lived in such a way that we know we have God in our midst and in our being, and that He has sent us. Because Jesus says, as the Father has sent me, I have sent you. So we're sent. So not only do we carry the Spirit of God, the presence of God, when we speak what God is saying, we release the presence of God into the atmosphere by them hearing it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. That's okay. I'm not looking for another page. Freedom has been released in this house today.
Yes.
It's always available. But see, when things are spoken and people have the option, I will read one verse because it fits this moment. And Hosea 6:3. Oh, that we might know the Lord. Oh, that we might know who He is. Let us press in to know Him. He will respond to us. That is powerful. He will respond to us as surely as the arrival of the dawn or the coming of rains in early spring. That's how sure we should be of Him responding when we press in to know Him. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's stand. Anyone here need to accept Jesus into your life? You're not sure if you're born again, but you want to make sure today. I want to make sure that I'm born again. I just want to make sure of that. Looks like we're all saved folk. Tyler, was that you, or are you just putting on your coat?
I'm just putting on my coat.
I'm messing with you. Oh, the God, oh, the Lord is good. God is good, isn't He?
Amen.
Did you hear from Him today from beginning to end? It was just so precious today. Don't ever take it for granted. Never take it for granted. You're in a very, very special place. You really are. You're in the presence of God. Two or three gathered together in His name. His promise is, I will be in the middle of what you're doing. I will be in the middle of what you're doing. As long as we do that and just come together in His name, and not in the name of a denomination, not in the name of a pastor, not in the name of a leader, but in the name of Jesus. That's why we're here. He said, I promise you, I will be in the midst. In the midst means I will be in the middle of what you're doing. I'll be involved in what you're doing. I don't want to do it without Him, do you? Amen. Father, thank you so much for this wonderful time we've had today. Thank you for setting people free. Thank you for the opportunity that we have to respond to what you're saying. And God, I just ask you to send deeply into us the Word of God in such a way that we acknowledge who you are. We acknowledge that we release your presence. Because we are light. We release your presence when we go into areas of darkness. Help us not to fear the darkness, and help us to see the power of your light. Lord, you said the unfolding of your word brings light. So God, unfold some more word for us so we can light up this world and everywhere we go. And we can hear the Spirit of the Lord say, light it up.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 God bless all of you. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Father's Vineyard podcast. If you'd like more information about Father's Vineyard, please visit us 24/7 at www.fathersvineyard.org. Or you can call the office at 828-287-2868. Thanks again.